Hi everybody, Assalamualaikum. It's me, Hafiza. How are you doing? I'm doing good, Alhamdulillah. So today, for this episode, right, I want to speak about why we should get out of our comfort zone. I know it's very positive. Don't hear title very like, oh my God, Hafiza. It's like motivation talk like that. I'm not trying to be, you know, like, oh, you can do better. No, I'm just here to share with you my experience. I hope that from my experience, I can, you know, influence you guys, or not influence, but encourage you guys to do it. For the past 1-2 years, I've been doing some changes with my life because I wanted to grow. I wanted to like, Hafiza, you gotta do something. You gotta do something different. Let's do this. Like, I got nothing to lose, man. I mean, okay, I got married early. If you guys have been following my podcast episode, you know that I got married early at the age of 24. And then I became a mom at 25. So basically, I didn't have the time to explore things that I like. Now, I didn't get the chance to do things that I wanted to try, you know? So I thought, okay, now this is it. Now is the time. So I have made a decision to, you know, become more active in life. Okay, so for the past 2 years like that, I have been incorporating workouts in my week. I used to be really heavy. Okay, not really heavy lah, but I used to be heavier. I was a chubby person. Chubby lah, when you have 3 kids and then you pun suka desserts. So you tend to gain weight. It's normal. And then I got chubby. And then I figured, okay, I got to do something. Because a lot of my clothes, I tak muat. I couldn't wear jeans. And I look horrible in pants because my thighs are just so big. I don't know. Then you become like, oh, ugly dia aku. Don't know, you know, those kind of things. And I thought, okay, what's the point of me keep telling myself that, oh, kasiannya, I look fat, I look this, I look chubby. That won't change anything. I figured I need to take action. So I began incorporating workouts. It was difficult at first because, no, I don't know about you, but I do not like working out. It's penat lah. It's a lot of work. You know, you get all sweaty and then you got muscle pain, stuff like that. But then I figured, okay, I still got to go on. And the first time I did it, I only did it like one or twice a week, and it's about 10-15 minutes because I didn't want to stress my body. So I did it for like 10-15 minutes. And then after my body got used to it, I began to, you know, do 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and alhamdulillah, after a year, I actually dropped 7 kg. I know it's not much, tak lah banyak, 7 kg. I mean, setengah orang lost like 5-15 kg, but I lost 7 kg in a year. That's because I took my time. Okay, I wanted to enjoy the process. I didn't want to be so rigid, so much, Hafiza, you cannot eat this. Hafiza, you got to work out 4-5 times a week. I don't want that because I would resent the whole process. And I didn't want to do that. So I took my time. That's why it took a year to see results. And I'm okay with that. So after receiving results, right, now I feel lighter. I feel like, you know, like, I feel good actually because you are so active like that. My cholesterol level has gone down. My BMI is looking really good. So I thought, okay, let's try something else now. Like, move one level up. Wah, kau dengar? Aku nak move one level up. Baru hilang 7 kg, aku nak move one level up. Gitu, confident. So I did, and I thought, okay, let's find something that you would like you think you would like, Hafiza. Like, I don't like, I okay, like, first of all, I thought, okay, I should like get myself a new hobby or something. Now, I've always loved baking. I mean, I love desserts, so baking is like like, and I would bake brownies, I would bake pies and everything because I not makan. So I figured, okay, what about sports, Hafiza? Like, what do you like? Like, you must have something that you like or you would like to try. Now, I know that I'm not good at sports, but I figured not being good at it, that doesn't mean that I can't do it, you know? So I thought, okay lah, Hafiza. So I tried hiking. Okay, I got involved in hiking. I have friends who are also have the same interest, so we go hiking together. It actually is pretty good. Turned out to be pretty good. I've been going to hiking trips for the past 1 year. Of course, it got interrupted masa MCO lah. And now that I'm telling you, when it got interrupted, right? That's when I realized that I actually kind of like nature. Like, I actually kind of like hiking. Although sebenarnya I tak suka. Awal-awal I didn't like it because I'm like I said, I'm not best friends with nature. So when you go hiking kan, you have mud, you have mosquitoes, you have bugs, and then it's hot, you know. Blech. It's really not my thing, but I tried anyways because I thought, I got nothing to lose, man. And, so what was I saying? So during the MCO, right, the third MCO, I came to a realization that, man, I actually kind of like hiking. So, yeah, I went hiking and the hiking experience actually helped me in maintaining my weight. Goodness, because I love to eat so much, I kena lah maintain kan. So one check already, I know that I like hiking. Satu, got it done. And I thought, okay, after hiking, what else, Hafiza? What else you want to do? What else that you think you would like to do? Like, you think you'd be okay? So what I did was, I this is crazy, but I actually did whitewater rafting. I know. From hiking to whitewater rafting, it's like, wow. I mean, I'm surprised myself. I mean, for those people yang dah biasa active and buat extreme sports, this is nothing to them. But to me, this is big, because I don't normally do that. I don't normally do this. Like, I didn't even know why I signed up for whitewater rafting. But I thought, what the heck, buat je lah, Hafiza. So I did, and guess what? I actually liked it. Like, I enjoyed it. It was difficult at first. Difficult as in, bukanlah difficult macam it was a difficult thing to do. No, difficult as in, you're afraid. You know, you don't know what will happen because you never done it, right? So you macam you takut lah, like lemas ke, you takut like you hit your hand ke, like, you know, stuff like that. Okay, so let me share with you my experience, right? White rafting. If you guys want to hear lah, all right? I am just so excited. Just want to share lah, okay? Tak nak dekat apa? You skip this part. So basically, it took about 3 hours. I think we went down the Sungai Selangor punya stream. We went down there. It took 3 hours. And it was actually really, really challenging. Our raft did not terbalik lah. Taklah terbalik. But because I was placed at the front, so banyak air macam kena my face tau. Because I duduk depan, they go like, first I wanted to sit in between those people lah dekat raft kan. Because I don't want to be front. Front je depan sangat, like so scary lah. You can see what's ahead. But they go like, no. Miss, you gotta sit in front. You're light. You ringan, so you duduk depan. And I'm like, what the fuck? And this is scary, but I did it anyways. So I sat in front. So basically, bila turun kan, you going down the stream tu, air tu macam just splash your face, and I can tell you, sakit, okay? And then, like, I lost count on how many times water masuk through my nose, and it's fucking pedih. Pedih tau when you go through my nose like that, because you macam tak ready like that, then tiba-tiba like, zoom, go through your nose. But, but it was an experience lah, you know, mata pedih, hidung pedih, and you go like, sometimes you go like, how is that gonna plan kau buat macam ni? Kenapa lah? Kenapa kau susah-susah? Ha? Kan elok kau boleh buat rumah, just baring on your bed and relax. Ada aircon. But no, Hafiza, one day you decided to go glamping and sign up for water rafting. Yes, guys, I did glamping too. Oh yeah, that's another new thing that I did. Oh yeah, I just realized I actually did glamping. I can't do full on camping. I can't though, because I need proper toilet, proper clean toilet, and like proper bed. I cannot do camping yang macam ada tent, you say wetapak, you know, and then you set up your tent, then you sleep there overnight with no tandas and nothing. That one I cannot. That one I man give up. I really won't sign up for that. Not my thing. Like, no, that one, that's my limit, I cannot. So I did glamping, and to me, glamping also was good enough lah. I rasa macam, wow, I already, you know, go out of my comfort zone for this one. So yeah, I am very happy with that, because I feel like now I know that I can actually do things that I thought I would never do. Like, I'm telling you guys, I don't have the courage to do all these extreme sports, all this glamping, because I still rasa macam, I'm not built for this. Like, I'm not strong enough. I'm not resilient enough. But now that I've done it, baru sekali lah. Kau janganlah over, Hafiza. Kau baru sekali buat, okay? Now that I've done it once, I know sekali je. But I still feel like, okay, at least I pernah buat sekali, and I know that I can. Okay, so lepas ni korang nak buat kali kedua, kali ketiga, it's an option lah. You boleh buat, you know, you boleh, meaning I can. What I'm saying that I can actually do it. And that's why I'm sharing with you guys this experience, because I feel like if you want to challenge yourself, if you want to like move forward, like just grow, You gotta go out there and just do something different. Because you know what? You might discover things that you love. You know? And in a way, actually, it helps to boost my self-confidence as well. Because all this while, like I said, I never knew that I had this in me. I never knew that I could do all this. I always thought I'm the type of person yang macam, which I am lah sebenarnya, very city girl, like, you know, I like shopping malls, I like parks yang macam ada nice facilities, bersih, tak ada nyamuk, you know, this kind of thing. But after doing all this, I realized that, wow, I I'm actually very proud of myself. Okay, who else you want to be proud of you? But your own self, right? You lah kena puji diri you. You lah kena be proud of it, of your achievements. To me, these are my achievements. And I feel like I'm actually glad that I took the leap. Like you guys should experience what I experienced. I mean, not like go white water rafting. Experience as in like you go out of your comfort zone. Do something different. That's it. Now I feel like I can actually accomplish more things in life. You know? Like, oh my God. Like that. I you can't see me, but I'm actually smiling. Like, I'm happy. I'm so happy with myself. All right. So that's all for this episode. I just want you guys to know that we are all capable of so much more than we believed. It helps me to grow as a person. I hope it would help you too. If you fail the first time, it's okay. because God knows how many times I fail. Just go do it. I know it's scary because it's not easy lah, because you're already comfortable at one place, and then macam why I not go to other place when I'm already very comfortable here. You know what I'm saying? I understand that little voice cakap macam tak payah lah, no need lah, no need, but just try. Okay, just try. You never know. Till the next episode. Bye guys. Please take care. Remember your SOPs. Okay, wear your mask all the time. Get vaccinated. Go get your booster shots if it's time. Go. Take care, everybody. Bye.